It's the WP Minute. This episode is brought to you by the WP Minute. If you have a story to tell or want to contribute 1 minute audio clips to our podcast, please reach out to us at thewpminute.com/contact. We're always looking for your voice around the topics of Gutenberg, full site editing, WooCommerce, the future of WordPress, and whatever else it is that you want to share your voice on. Reach out to us at thewpminute.com/contact. Join us and support the show with as little as a digital coffee for $5, or join as a member at buymeacoffee.com/MattReport. You know how it goes. Everything I mentioned here will be linked up in the newsletter and the blog post. Check out thewpminute.com for the links. In the news, want to find the latest with Gutenberg? You can quickly find the updates on the Gutenberg Hub, where you can check out the latest resources or tutorials. Mychek Palmowski tweeted this resource where you can create a Gutenberg page quickly by using the builder. Not WooCommerce related, but very interesting nonetheless. Bloomberg Technology reported that Shopify Inc. shares plunged below their pre-pandemic level after the company missed revenue and profit estimates, prompting some analysts to dramatically change their outlook on the Canadian e-commerce company. Shopify fell 14.7% to $413.64 in the New York Stock Exchange, bringing this year's decline to 70%. The stock is now 2% below where it closed on the day in March 2020 that the World Health Organization called COVID-19 a global pandemic. Events. WordSesh is scheduled for next week, May 16th through the 20th, 2022. This is one of the first virtual free seminars for WordPress professionals and has some great speakers scheduled. Head on over to the site to get signed up. From our contributors and producers, Lemon Squeezy just became free. Instead of monthly costs, there will just be a larger percentage of each transaction kept by Lemon Squeezy. They have announced two major releases on their Lemon Drop. According to their website, if you already have a subscription, you'll be grandfathered in. Here's more about their move to free by co-founder J.R. Farr.
Hey there, this is J.R. Farr, co-founder of LemonSqueezy.com. If you're not familiar with Lemon Squeezy, we're an e-commerce platform for digital products. And this week we made it probably one of our biggest announcements. We changed our entire pricing. In short, Lemon Squeezy is now free to use, minus some transaction fees. And I want to explain why. So over the last year, we have had monthly fees and, you know, it's more of a SaaS-based sign-up. And what was nice about it was we did learn a lot from actual paying customers about what they needed in this type of platform. With that said, being digital creators ourselves, we know that building a product actually takes a lot of time. There's a lot of things that need to align in order to get ready to launch a product. And in addition to that, it felt almost pushy and salesy and a bit weird to have free trials and monthly fees, and especially where we're rooted from with WordPress. We decided to essentially align our success with the creator's success, almost a you win, we win type thing. And so now creators can use Lemon Squeezy to launch their digital products, and they can spend the money that they were spending on Lemon Squeezy into something else to run their business. We hope to kind of be a staple in the space, and also really curious to see what the response is. But for us, this was an easy decision because we're thinking in decades versus days. In other words, we're in this for the long haul. We don't see ourselves going anywhere. So we're excited to see the response and what we do next.
There has been a leadership change announced over at Yoast. After joining Newfold Digital in August 2021, they have seen a lot of growth. Thijs de Valk picked up a new role as CEO after Marieke van der Ette decided to step back from the position. You can see the updates over on the Yoast blog. WP SiteSync reported that they will no longer be updating the plugin and its premium extensions. There are plans to integrate some of its functionality into Desktop Server. Currently, if you use WP SiteSync for your workflow, the current plugin and its premium extensions will be free to the public. Vikas Singhal tweeted that the Chrome extension for @insta_WP is now a little more powerful. After you install the extension, you'll be able to launch instances without registration for any WordPress.org plugin or theme. Ellen Bauer announced on Twitter that a new FSE full site editing theme, Cori, has been released. It's a cool one-page theme for resume websites. You can read the blog and try it out on inoblocks.com. Ines van Dijk was interviewed on Matt Report. Go check out this episode to get some great ideas on how to help WordPress product owners get better at customer support. This interview covers many issues that come up with support, may be familiar to you. But if you need help, you can hire her team or get support templates from her site, Quality and Support. Juice de Valk wrote on his blog that WordPress market share appears to be shrinking over the past few months. Could it be that WordPress is being out-innovated, or could it be site speed? /Yoast? You can read the article to review the most recent data. And if you have any comments on the shrinking market share of WordPress, go ahead and tweet at us or share an audio clip with us. Chris Badgett announced that Lifter LMS is looking for head of growth marketing. You can check out the details of the position over on the Lifter LMS website. Next up, Sam Munoz asks, how easy is it to hire you on the Simplified Business Minute?
Hello there. This is Sam Munoz, co-host of the Making Website Magic podcast with your Simplified Business Minute. We all want to be hired for our services, right? But here's my question to you. How easy is it to hire you? The way I like to think about it is this. How many steps must a prospective client go through before they can book their project and pay you money? Do they have to fill out a mile-long questionnaire, wait for your response, and book a 90-minute call? Do you send them 3 different emails, one with a contract, one with an invoice, and one with next steps just to book their project? I like to refer to this as the pre-client journey, and your goal is to make this as streamlined and simple as possible. Lower the barrier to entry. Make it simple to start the inquiry process. Make it effortless to pay that initial deposit and sign the contract. If you've had some inquiries lately that you are perfect for but haven't booked, spend some time investigating your pre-client journey. How easy is it for your clients to actually get started and hire you? For a deeper dive into the pre-client journey, check out episode 29 of the Making Website Magic podcast on any of your favorite podcast players.
Thanks to all of the members who shared these links today, Daniel Schutzmith, Jeff Chandler, Eric Karkovac, Liam Dempsey, and Raquel Landefeld. Thanks to you, dear listener, for tuning in to your favorite 5 minutes of WordPress news every Wednesday. You can support independent content like this by purchasing us a digital coffee at buymeacoffee.com/MattReport or join the Link Squad membership for $79 a year to support the show and become a producer on the WP Minute at buymeacoffee.com/MattReport. That's it for today's episode. If you enjoyed it, please share it with others on your social medias, wherever you do social. I don't even care if it's TikTok. Please share it and jump on the mailing list at thewpminute.com.